Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right. This is Scott Fitterer, GM of the Carolina Panthers, talking about the number one pick. We got to stop this line. Come on, man.
If you're going to go up, you better have conviction. And we have conviction on players at that top that we feel good
it's
about.
It's not conviction.
Okay. I'm not going to go into it, but. We feel good about being in this position.
But Scott, when you have conviction on multiple players, how do you zone in when, you know, the pick needs to be made? How does that process work for you?
Yeah, we're still going through the process right now. I mean, obviously we have our ideas. You know, you're not going to make a move like that without having that pretty much cemented. But now we're going through the process of talking to the players and really getting to know them. You know them as players starting back a couple of years when your scouts start watching these guys, evaluating them. We do feel good about the group up top.
Remember Beverly Hills Cop?
Of course.
You are lying your ass off, Axel Foley. That's what he's doing. You are lying. You are lying and lying and lying. By the way,
what a movie that was. What a series.
It was a great series. The follow-ups were as good as the original or close.
How would you feel if they make another one? Right now.
I think they could pull it off.
Actually, not too bad.
I actually think they could pull that off. Like, if Eddie's older and he's kind of like the supervisor. Yeah. The supervisor, by the way, was actually a corrupt politician in Detroit or corrupt police guy. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
He locked up White Boy Rick.
Really?
Yeah, the guy who dies at the beginning of number three.
Mm-hmm.
I think, whatever his name is. And he hated him at the beginning,
yeah,
Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was actually a pretty big slime ball.
But, yeah, I mean, he's lying. and I'm not even going to judge him on that, but no one's believing you. And no one's believing Frank Reich either. You know, talking about, don't judge me on having big quarterbacks. Well, yeah, we can kind of judge you on that.
Kind of got me thinking about another Beverly Hills Cop, man.
I think it could happen. I think there's a curse word in that clip. Or did he just say you're lying your ass off?
There's a lot of cuss words in that movie.
Yeah.
But, such a good movie. God, it's good.
Oh,
the Investigator.
Come on now.
It's crazy because you just thought this was like
we should play this under the Scott Fitterer.
This is like I just thought this was just like a crunk song, and then you realize, and this is Investigative.
Yeah.
Man, what a good movie that was. So Nick Caserio has been pretty busy lately. Sunday, he extended Laremy Tunsil. He traded the Jack disciple, Brandon Cooks. Monday, he signed Dalton Schultz, and he signed Devin Singletary, and he signed Michael Dieter.
Who?
A center. He didn't play an offensive snap last year, but Michael Dieter.
Okay.
Third-round pick a few years ago.
Was he hurt last year?
No, he wasn't. He played some special teams. I think he blocked good on field goals, maybe. But no offensive snaps.
That's you just kind
he could at least
in,
played
right?
against the Texans when they pretty much packed it up after the first half.
Well, he didn't play. so I don't know what to tell you, Figgy. he will be at camp, though. So there you go. Still need a center. Still need some receivers. Still need some defensive guys. But the Texans did sign a linebacker, it appears. Corey Littleton is expected to sign with the Houston Texans a one-year deal. Tell me everything you know about Corey Littleton.
Yeah, he's no Denzel Perryman. That's what this is, right? It's instead of Perryman who was visiting in town. What do I know about Littleton?
He played 15 games last year. He had half a sack and 28 tackles.
That's what I know about him.
He started 7 games.
He was good a couple of years ago, about 4
years.
Yeah,
a few years ago. Yeah. With the Rams, he was all right.
So he started, in his career, he has started One game, four games, 16 games, 16 games, 14 games, 13 games, and then seven last year. We'll see what happens. All-time career high in interceptions, three in 2018 with the Rams. Good call there, Figgy. All-time tackles, 125 tackle season. It was only 2018.
Yeah, I think he had two good seasons.
Two really good seasons, yeah. And some okay seasons.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens here.
All you need to know about him is if you're signing a one-year deal for $2.5 million, you even stand a chance of getting cut. I mean, you're playing for your job, and I think that's what he's doing.
Trying to survive.
Yeah, you're just trying to survive.
Trying to survive. Yeah.
I like these others, though, man. I like them a lot. I like Dalton Schultz a lot. He's been kind of a distant fan favorite of this show for a few years. We've talked about him occasionally.
Go full circle?
Yeah, let's go full circle. Well, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
So, yeah. 5 years ago, the Texans actually worked out Dalton Schultz leading up to the draft. They worked out Dalton Schultz. Stanford took a look at him. It was a position of need. They ended up taking two tight ends in that draft. They took Jordan Akins, I think, 39 picks before Dalton Schultz, who, by the way, 5 years older, too.
Good Lord.
And they took Jordan Thomas. Mm-hmm. So they worked out Schultz. 5 years later, Dalton Schultz comes to Houston as one of the most productive catching tight ends. Yeah. Jordan Akins goes to Cleveland that same week. So that's full circle.
That is full circle. And I like Singletary a lot, too. Just he just looks like the kind of guy you want complimenting Damian Pierce. Catch the ball a little bit, still can run the ball a little bit. I mean, he has 800 yards back-to-back years, I believe, 800-plus yards. He was a starter. You know, I think that's a good complimentary piece, and he's one of those guys that can get out in space. It's a really good piece. I think they're kind of set. You don't think they're all together set? I think maybe get a guy in the fourth round or
take Bijan at 12 if he's there.
Man, that's too much.
Let's go. That's too much. You can't have enough playmakers, sir.
Jackson and Jigba and
Jackson Bijan. Smith and Jigba. Oh
yeah,
I'm with you. But if Gibbs is there at 33, let's go.
No, that's Schmitz.
I'm trying to draft a center, John.
Yes, I'm trying to draft a center. That's all they need.
They do need one.
Yeah.
You could trade up, though. Mm-hmm. Got two threes. It's going to be fun, man. That draft party, by the way, the Texans just put out the link.
That's going to be fun.
The draft party is going to be amazing.
April 27th, I believe.
Oh, God, it's going to be fun. That was fun last year. Starts at 4. Come by, say hi. Figgy's buying all the beers. So Figgy starts saving up. He's buying all your beers for you there. Actually, Lopez is.
What are you doing?
Lopez will buy the first 10 people that come up and say, hey, OG, he's going to buy you a beer at the draft party. Come on. Come on, John.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
You just bought $500 shoes.
Well, they were
close.
You
can't buy 10 people beers?
That's why I can't buy 10 people beers.
10 people. First 10 people at the draft party. Go on HoustonTexans.com.
I'll buy the first 10 people a beer they can share.
No, that's what I meant.
One beer.
Share the beer.
Well, you are,
man, how pressed
ball,
you got to be to share a beer, man.
You are a slime ball, man.
I'll buy some beers.
Yeah, 10.
I'm not going to say 10.
First 10.
Well, how about you? Your first 10.
Yeah, I got you.
10.
I might have a backpack.
Old
school, baby.
You're bringing your own beer?
Oh, an old school.
You know, the food at that place was really good.
Off the chain.
At the draft party last year. Really good food. It was one of those things where, like, I was walking around on the grass, on the berm. Yeah. Berm? Yeah. There was all kinds of good stuff out there.
Pat McAfee. I talked about Laremy Tunsil and the gas mask thing yesterday. Pat McAfee broke it down, too. This was Pat McAfee talking about Texans left tackle Laremy Tunsil. And this is something... I went in-depth on the gas mask. The way that he ripped that, too, was really impressive. Here is Pat McAfee talking about that.
Gas mask is obviously one of the most aggressive forms. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is a full immersion of marijuana, no breathing, anything else. You are forced to hit
sounds
it.
Like
there's
you.
Really no air getting into that thing no. other than
the clip was
it
out,
is pretty
like,
much yeah. just straight
an hour after.
Smoke. He didn't cough one time.
Didn't flinch.
He laughed.
Yeah.
This guy's lungs are the greatest lungs in the history of lungs. My immediate thought. As soon as I saw the video, I go, holy that dude's doing that with a bong in the end. Holy that dude just ate that thing.
Dog.
And then I thought to myself, have I ever seen that before? I've seen a lot of great football players take it and then get beat by that gas mask. I just watched Laremy Tunsil fucking eat it, laugh, keep it moving.
Yeah. There you go. Eat it, laugh, Keep it moving. There you go. Pat McAfee.
It sounded like you. You broke it. He broke it down just like you.
I stole it from you.
Nah, he definitely didn't. I don't think you can, because you really can't underestimate how impressive it was the way he ripped
that. Well, now, especially after both of you guys are breaking down, like, how difficult that is to
insane.
Do.
Yeah. Who in the heck is this St. Omni fella? There's a guy named St. Omni who apparently anonymously negotiates NFL contracts. We don't know who he is. Ian Rappaport joined Pat McAfee, and this is what Rappaport had to say about the mysterious one known as St. Omni.
He does exist. He is a person.
Sure.
And he advises players.
That's amazing. You've met St. Omni.
I haven't met him in person.
Absolutely couldn't.
Actual name or an alias?
Huh.
Got to be an alias.
I will have no further comment.
Hey, St. Omni, whether you're a real human or not, we want to let you know you're an absolute dog.
Who is this guy?
Did that strike you as very weird that he wouldn't say any more about if it was an alias or his real name? Because it did me. It struck me as like...
I think he's trying to make himself sound cooler. Like, if you think about it...
I don't know.
If I were a mysterious guy, I'd go by St. Omni.
So that's my point. I mean... Is St. Omni... I the only reason we talked about him yesterday...
What would your alias be?
What would my alias be?
I'm asking.
It's a good question.
I'm asking.
You?
I don't know. You can't make it too obvious that it's you.
It's got to be like a regular name. The best, like people who overthink, like St. Omni, they know it's an alias. Yeah. I would just go pretty straightforward.
Straightforward?
Yeah, like Henry.
Henry? What the hell?
See, it's like I say, nobody blinks at a Henry.
That's not cool.
I don't care about cool. It's an alias. You're on the lam. You're trying to lay low.
Trying to lay low?
Yeah. That's what I got. I'd like Henry Garza.
Henry Garza?
Henry Garza.
Figgy, what would your alias be?
I don't know, man.
He is an alias. Figgy wow. Fig is an alias.
Wow.
Figgy Fig is an alias. Am I wrong?
I probably go by Jose Figueroa.
That's
my rap name.
That's another one. Yeah.
Jose Figueroa.
What was your rap name when you were rapping?
I never had a rap name. Never got that, man. Never had the luxury. My alias would probably be
Long Beat. That's a good rap name. That's a great
Long Beat.
Long Beat.
God. I would be
Sam Hook.
That's a good play on words.
I'm putting a lot of thought in this.
As opposed to Sam Cook?
Sam Hook. Yeah,
Sam Hook.
Sam
and then
Hook.
You a fan of the Longhorns?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm sure the
or Sam Horn.
Text line will have some suggestions.
Any receiver?
Joe Horn,
yeah.
The commissioner is coming back. Roger Goodell getting a deal. Good for him, man. He's done a hell of a job. You're always going to get criticized as commissioner. I support Roger Goodell. I'm glad that he's running America's game instead of Adam Silver and Rob Manfred, although Manfred's better than Silver. But, yeah, good for Roger Goodell. You've done a good job holding down the fort. It ain't easy.
I don't ever lament somebody making as much money as they can. It's an eye-opener when you see that he's making – what, $65-plus million?
You know how valuable the...
$65 million?
But look at the business that he oversees.
I know.
Gotta give him his props, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the commish. Lonnie Johnson got a one-year deal with the Saints. Is he going to make the team?
No.
Cam Newton is going to throw at Auburn's Pro Day today.
He says there aren't 32 better than him.
Is he going to be in the NFL? He even said himself that he can't be a backup.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's why I'm pausing. No.
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
And the Bills signed Damian Harris. Texans signed Singletary. The Bills go to New England and they take Damian Harris, who was, if you remember, the water polo tight end Kahale Waring? Damian Harris was the pick right after him. So around the NFL here on In the Loop. Let's try to make some bread. March Madness resumes in 2 days. Let's talk to our guy Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip. Try to make some of that moolah, baby. Coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, March Madness is upon us. Friday, we got the Texas two-step. U of H versus Miami. Cougs open as a seven-point favorite, and then the nightcap. Texas, a four-point favorite against Xavier. Xavier's got a weird feel to him. That one's going to be a tough one. That tournament update brought to you by TDECU. Let's go to the hotline right now. Talk to Michael Jenkins, Daily Tip, powered by BetQL.
Is this the Michael Jenkins that has irrational hate for the Aggies?
This is Michael Jenkins.
Completely
just likes the Aggies.
Irrational, biased hate for the Aggies? Is this the one and the same?
Yes, completely irrational. Irrational.
So how are we looking when it comes to the state? Let's start with the state, Michael. Are we confident that both of these teams, U of H and Texas, should advance? And is it fair to say that Texas has a very, very tough matchup with Xavier?
I would say, yeah, I'll start with Texas. And I'm like you, Landry, where I get nervous betting on Texas because personally I clearly want Texas to win, but I try to be objective about where they land in the tournament. If I'm betting this game against Xavier, I kind of like Xavier in the points. This line feels just a little too big for me. Xavier's getting 4.5 points. And look, Texas looked really good against Penn State, and it was impressive that they were able to stave off that comeback by the Nittany Lions at the game because Penn State is a much better team than people are giving them credit for. But Xavier is really, really strong. And the one thing that scares me about Xavier is that in the tournament, you definitely want to have a go-to guy, but you also want to play great team basketball. And no one plays better basketball than Xavier as a team. They are the best team in college basketball when it comes to assists. I mean, they have six different guys who scored last time out. So they can beat you in a number of different ways. So if I'm betting that game, as much as I want Texas to win, they can still win. Don't have to cover. But if I'm grabbing the points, I'm going to grab with Xavier.
Well, and obviously U of H, very popular, very, very big right now in Houston. That Miami matchup kind of makes me nervous with the length on the wings. Now, I don't think they're going to get much in the lane against U of H.
Yeah.
Neither did Auburn. But that length on the wings is a little concerning to me.
I agree with that. And when those – I mean, Miami has one of the best backcourts in the country. There's no question about it. When you look at Pack and Wong, I mean, those guys are experienced. And when they heat up, they can play with anybody in the country. There's no question about that. The one thing I will say, and if I'm going to – it looks like a big number. I mean, it is a big number. Believe it or not, I would lay it with Houston for a couple of reasons. I don't know what it is about this Cougars team, but when they're playing away from Houston, they've been absolute cover machines. On the road this year, they were 11-0 away from home. Just did not lose against the number. And in the two games in the tournament, they covered last time out. And in that first matchup in the first round, no, they didn't cover against Northern Kentucky, but also Marcus Sasser didn't play in the second half. So when you look at when he's been full strength or close to full strength, oddly enough, they play better away from Houston than they do anywhere else. Now, it's not to say they can't win at all when the Final Four comes to H-Town, but they have been just absolute dogs when playing away from home. And also Miami can be as good as they can be. They can also be very, very inconsistent. I would absolutely lay it with the Cougars, so I'm picking a side there.
What about this Arkansas game? This one's interesting. UConn, a lot of people are pretty high on UConn right now.
Yeah.
Arkansas, though, man, they handled Kansas and they handled the referees as well. Do you like Arkansas or UConn? UConn's a 3.5 point favorite.
Oh, I was handicapping this one earlier. This is going to be tight, and the line is spot on. If you look at a lot of the metrics like KenPom or Bartorvik, they have UConn -4. So it's right there. So maybe you're getting a bit of value on the Huskies. The one thing I will say about Arkansas is that Musselman is a witch, right? He just keeps taking them, whether it was Nevada back in the day, whether it's Arkansas. He finds ways to get his teams going. And it's really amazing that they're this far, because Nick Smith Jr. is going to be a top five pick in the NBA lottery, and this guy barely made a mark against Kansas, and they still find a way to win. That said, I think UConn is the right side here, because when you look at the numbers, they're great offensively, they're great defensively, they're essentially top 20 on both sides of the basketball. And not only that, we forget, early in the season, remember, it was UConn that was number one in the country. They were 14-0. They were unbelievable. Then they kind of had that pit at the middle of the season. We kind of forgot about UConn for a while. But this was the number one team at the beginning of the season when they were playing well. And Adama Sinago on the inside has just been an absolute terror to stop. So that's a tough one to cap. There's no question about it. You can make a strong case for Arkansas, but I would lean UConn.
Yeah, he's been a beast. Who do you like? I mean, is it U of H and Alabama, and don't overthink this, or could UConn or someone else get in there to win it all?
The team I like is UCLA. And look, Alabama's not going to surprise me. Even though I wonder, I'm curious to see how Alabama will react when they get challenged. Now, part of it is the fact they've been so dominant, but they've won five straight games by 10 or more points. There's no question they're going to get challenged at some point, so how they respond in that moment will be interesting for me. You can't talk me off the Cougars. They've been awesome. I love Kelvin Sampson. They have one of the best defenses in the country. But UCLA in particular is a team to really watch out for, because, as we know, defense travels, and that is their calling card. And having experience in this tournament
matters. God, I feel like that team's been there for 10 years.
Yeah. They have. I mean, they've been so close, and they still have the same guys. Like, Jaime Jaquez Jr. is still there. Tiger Campbell is still there. And so when you have that experience and guys that have been that close, they're not going to be shaken like some of those younger guys may be experiencing this for the first time. And they have defense travels in any sport, and especially basketball. And that's the one thing that they do just about as well as anyone. And also, they got some really good news this week, because there was a time when it looked like that David Singleton might not play in this game. He turned his ankle last time out against Northwestern, limped off the court, but he says he's going to play, feels fine, huge for the Bruins. I really like the Bruins a lot.
Michael Jenkins joining us at the Daily Tip, powered by BetQL. So what's a long shot here for us? I'm looking at Princeton plus 9.5, and then I'm looking at FAU plus 5.5 against Tennessee. What chance do you give either of those teams of not winning the money lining? Let's go money lining.
Watch out for Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic is one of the best covering teams in the country. They went 22-11-1. I guess the spread this season. So that is ninth best in the country. And as a live dog, I mean, watch out for them. In games decided by 6 points or less this season, and we expect this one to be close, they are 10-1 straight up. So when games are close, and if this game is close, the Owls find a way to win just outright. So if you're looking for plus money, this is a pretty good bet. And right now I'm looking at them. They are plus 210. Also with Tennessee, I loved Rick Barnes when he was at Texas. I covered Rick Barnes. He's a super likable guy, and I'm glad to see him back in the Sweet 16. But it's hard to trust this Vols team just because they've won two straight. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the season, they still lost 5 of 6. Zakai Ziegler is out for the season after he tore that ACL. He's a huge part of that offense. And I'm not quite sure I'm buying in on Tennessee as such a large favorite just because they've won a couple of tournament games. You look at FAU, it seems like a big mismatch, but, man, the Owls cover, and they cover a lot. So that's your live dog this weekend.
Man, Rick Barnes ticks me off, though, because it seems like he coaches better for Tennessee than he did Texas. I mean, no disrespect. I love you, Rick, but I did not anticipate Rick Barnes being on the edge of the Final Four years after Texas got rid of. And by the way, I'm also surprised Shaka Smart didn't work out there either. But I digress.
I was just gonna how long ago does it seem that we had the Strong and Smart days? Remember that when Charlie Strong? Oh my God! I mean, it just seems like ages ago. But I'm like you. Barnes came here, seems to coach better at Tennessee, and Shaka, you know, before getting eliminated, just tore things up at Marquette this season. So I don't know what happened.
Maybe it's Texas. Just saying.
It might be, huh?
Maybe it's Texas.
Tell that to Coach Terry.
He's doing great. He really is doing a great job.
It's unbelievable. I'll be the first one to say when he sort of got the interim tag, I thought, I'm not quite sure. But, and there was a bit of a lull there, but, man, that's an almost impossible circumstance to succeed and much less thrive. So you got to give him full credit for what he's done.
I want to make a quick shift to the NFL because we've had all this, offseason moving and shaking and signings and such. Does anything confuse you or impress you, or are you down with any of these futures odds of teams that all of a sudden people are starting to get on because they're having a good offseason?
Well, I will say, I hate to say this, I hate. I'm so over Aaron Rodgers. Like I'm so tired. I mean, and I understand that if this is his ploy, it's working. But the Jets are really interesting. You know, they really are, because if you look at their team, they drafted really well, like really, really well. They have a lot of young talent. They just need a quarterback. I don't know if it's going to be Aaron Rodgers and that whole, he's kind of holding them hostage, but I think they've done a really good job. And I also think that, honestly, I think the Bengals did a really good job of bringing in and solidifying that offensive line again, because they've worked on that the past two off seasons. And when you bring in a guy like Brown, who, look, he's expensive, but you're protecting one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Joe Burrow, and they tried repairing that line during the offseason and didn't quite work. They're giving it one more shot, and this time they got it right. Like, this time they said, all right, let's make sure we get this done in the right way. Cincinnati's a team that I feel like they kind of get lost in the mix of the AFC, and we don't quite start paying attention to them when it's late, but they're not that far away. Like, there may be a guy in the secondary away, and they're already – done a great job with that line and making sure Joey B stays upright. So Cincinnati's done a great job. The Jets are quarterback away. And I kind of think the Lions are sort of quietly filling some holes. They're not going to blow us away next year, but it's all about building towards the future. I think the Lions are doing a nice job.
Michael, we appreciate it. Should be a fun time. And the Friday nightcap's going to be nice. Little Texas two-step, U of H, and the Horns. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, good talking to you guys. Have a good one.
All right, Michael, man. Jenkins Daily Tip powered by
John McClain. Bet. Told Carol to bet on the Bengals. Super Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a sign. Speaking of which, we have a first-time Slime Off nominee. John McClain might not talk to us again. Tell you what that is. We'll also talk to The Drive, presented by D&M Auto Leasing, next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we're going to talk to the guys from The Drive coming up shortly, presented by D&M Auto Leasing. Been an active day. We have a first-time Slime Off nominee. It's not the first time.
I feel kind of bad about this.
Do you?
I do.
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault?
It's not your fault.
Okay.
Do you feel bad about this, Figgy?
Nah, I don't feel bad for somebody getting nominated for a Slime Off.
Yeah, it's not that serious. What do you mean?
Bringing the families in.
John? Did we bring him in, or did John McClain bring him in?
Well, it tends to be collaborative, because we give him a hard time about about the TV and all that stuff and Carol. But he does bring Carol up a lot, not just with us.
Look.
With everyone.
Do you know something we don't know?
We did him a favor with the TV.
We did, and he said as much.
The fact that John McClain had a 26-inch TV until two months ago is a joke.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Carol told her friends that she had to do it because we were giving her too hard of a time.
Yeah, and good.
So that was good.
Yes.
So that was a good mention.
So there you go. We were looking out for our buddy.
I'm curious what the slime ball thing is going to be, though.
The nomination?
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't one, there wasn't two, there wasn't three. There was about 50 loopholes that made this nomination.
I know.
For the Slime Off. Now, we have been bringing the families into it, though, because Mama Sterner got one last week.
She did. Okay.
So Mama Seal Sterner got one. Broken. You didn't say you felt bad about Mama Sterner.
I didn't. Seal has been
Although
broken.
She did put the video out there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Carol McClain.
Man.
The lovely, 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 classy Carol McClain. She might be nominated.
She might be.
Will she win? Should she be nominated? Here is the evidence, Exhibit A, if you will, of why some feel Carol McClain should be nominated. Do you think Carol might want you to show your emotions a little bit more and be a little more sensitive?
No, because then I'd have to look at her. She doesn't want me to look at her.
Jeez.
Carol doesn't want you to look at her?
No, she likes my best size the back of my head.
Walking away? What was Carol doing when you were in the sports book?
She was sitting there betting like crazy.
Oh, she's a big gambler.
Yeah, she is when we're in Vegas.
Yeah.
She'd get up and walk by me. I was sitting next to Gary. She's sitting next to Kelly. And I said, what are you betting on? She wouldn't tell me.
She wouldn't tell you?
No. It's a private thing with her.
Did she have to go to the ATM? Be honest.
She gets all the money anyway. I don't know how much she took.
But did she have to make some ATM
trips? I don't
know.
I had to ask her for money. I need some more 50s. We're running out. I said, but you keep going up there, Betty.
So
she had all the money, and I went with like 20.
So Dang. Was she? But she. You don't know whether she had to go back to the ATM or anything like that?
I never. If she did, I didn't see it.
Mm.
So Carol is giving him, $20 or $50 at a time, an allowance in Vegas.
He asked for some money. She said, "We running out."
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And she doesn't want to look at him.
And she doesn't want to look at him.
Mm.
Which a lot of wives probably don't want to look at their husbands.
Is that true?
I'm sure.
I feel like you made that up.
Well, no, I don't think I did. Don't think
can't relate to that one.
Yeah. Oh, everybody wants to look at me.
You made that one up, sir. Yeah. But okay. Yeah. So, valid nomination or not?
Figgy, what do you think? It's a borderline for me. But we've been giving Carol a hard time. She has a good sense of humor. And I think we'd be good with it. I think we can do it. Yeah. I mean, she's giving him an allowance in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And he's bringing home big bucks.
Yeah, and she won't tell him the bets.
And she won't tell him the bets, and she won't tell him how much.
There is some superstition factor that goes betting with that. Because it is frustrating when you're betting something, and then all of a sudden you say it, and someone's giving you, like, play-by-play of your own bet. It's like, dude, I got $200 on this. Shut up.
Yeah, no, I don't need that.
I don't
need that. Oh, you shouldn't bet $200 on that one.
I know exactly what I bet.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't take that. No. I would have taken the other way on that.
Thanks.
Oh, man.
Thanks a lot for that
there
information.
Well, did you? No, shut your mouth, man.
That's right.
Goodness gracious. Be stressful.
So, yes?
Yeah, we'll put her in there.
Okay.
We'll put her in there.
All right.
No problem.
Oh, no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me.
All right.
Carol, for, I guess, controlling the purse strings. And
not only that, the way she was treating him.
And not wanting to look at him. Yeah, and the way she treated him on his vacation.
On his vacation.
On his vacation where he's still working.
Here's $20.
And he's still working. Here's a 20.
With his friends.
Yeah, with his friends. On their, I'm sure on their, you know.
I feel like you're kind of holding, you kind of held it in there a minute.
No, I'm starting to
come out now.
Gassing yourself up a little bit.
I'm starting to get down with it a little more now. Yeah, okay. Now that I think about it.
She probably is like, John, stop bugging me. Here's $20. Go go play somewhere.
Get out of my face.
I've been there.
And I don't want to look at you.
I've been there back in the day.
I better not see that face of yours. Yeah.
Treating him like he's not, treating him like he's a damn kid at Chuck E. Cheese.
Here's some tokens. Go play. That's what she was doing.
Yeah.
It was tokens at Chuck E. Cheese.
She was basically saying,
yeah.
I'm sitting here with the adult table. Look at your tokens.
McClane
came back. You got some more money? I ain't got no more. Here's $20.
Don't you see the adult?
Get the hell out of my face.
Damn, getting 20 at Chuck E. Cheese? That's a long time right there. Yeah,
20's pretty good.
Well, you get 20, man.
You got 20 in Vegas.
5 used to be like what was up. You get a 5, you see a Lincoln, you look down at that green and you see a Lincoln. Back in the arcade days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man. Chilling out there. Get caught in that game. Try to mooch off someone. See, oh, okay, they're 3 levels deep in the Simpsons arcade game. All right.
And then you add?
Then you get in. That's how you got to do it back in the arcade days. You wait till they handle your lightweight.
All the dirty work?
Yeah, like in Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. If you come up short, you let them get like 3 levels in.
Mm-hmm.
You hop in there and get your turtle, and then you basically beat the game. You mooch.
Yeah, I remember those.
You got to play it. You got to play it straight.
Yeah.
Ron the Show Hughley in the building. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas?
What we're trying to do, I think we nominated John McClane's wife for a slime ball.
Carol deserves it. No, what a Carol did.
You didn't even blink. It's about time.
She's done something.
She says she doesn't. They were in Vegas vacationing.
She doesn't like looking at him.
She said she didn't want to look at him.
You just can't say.
And she controlled the purse strings. Carol did. She's betting like crazy and giving him $20 at a time.
That's ridiculous.
Is this McClane?
I'm still called up Carol. Like it. I don't want to look at you.
Yeah. She said I don't want to look at you.
The hell, man? It ain't that bad. I'm losing weight out here and everything.
That's right, he is.
You don't want to look at me?
Yep. I don't know about that part of it, but I don't believe that she's handling the purse strings.
Oh, she
he
is.
He said it. John McClane said it.
No, I know he said it, but he said a lot of things over the last couple of years.
Figgy, you want to play it for him again? Listen to this.
Do you think Carol might want you to show your emotions a little bit more and be a little more sensitive?
No, because then I'd have to look at her. She doesn't want me to look at her.
Jeez.
Carol doesn't want you to look at her?
No, she likes my best side is the back of my head.
Walking away? What was Carol doing when you were in the sports book?
She was sitting there betting like crazy.
Oh, she's a big gambler.
Yeah, she is when we're in Vegas.
Yeah.
She'd get up and walk by me. I was sitting next to Gary. She's sitting next to Kelly. And I said, what are you betting on? She wouldn't tell me.
She wouldn't tell you?
No.
That sounds like
it's a private thing with her.
Did she have to go to the ATM? Be honest.
She gets all the money anyway. I don't know how much she took.
But did she have to make some ATM trips?
I had to ask her for money. I need some more 50s. We're running out. I said, but you keep going up there, Betty.
So
she had all the money, and I went with like 20.
So,
dang.
Was she? But she. You don't know whether she had to go back to the ATM or anything like that?
I never. If she did, I didn't see it.
It sounded pretty believable.
That sounded pretty believable. That sounded like somebody who went back to that space.
Yeah.
I need some 50s like that, right?
I throw them a 20.
Who in the hell has 50s?
Yeah,
in the casino. What casino are they hanging in?
It's Hondy's, though.
McClain's making more money right now than he's ever made. Now, the expense reports may not be as good, J-Lo. He's making more money than he's ever made. He ain't got no damn 50.
That's the best observation right there.
Nobody's talking about that.
When you go to the casino, you're thinking in 20s.
It's 20s or 100s.
You're thinking it's 100s and 20s. Like, it's not even a factor. If you get fives, it's something like, God.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I would rather lose
it. But the story seemed believable.
The story did. Carol's asking for 50s, I think.
She's...
I want 50s.
He said, run out of 50. She don't like him looking at her.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't want McClain hovering over my shoulder. I mean, I like McClain.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but Carol can. Carol's supposed to. Carol's supposed to want him to be all over. Well, at least in front of her.
Well, he does look good. The most shoulders
he's looking
done better, narrowed
man.
Up.
He's looking nice. Yeah, he's walking better. Around. He's got. He's
just
walking
the same, he just wears the same clothes, though.
Bro. That damn pink and green polo he wears all the time.
Like that can't be that like you can't wear that when you was as I'm heavy
he
as you
it.
Was and now that you lose
it. Said it.
Wait, shout out to Soda right now. He's got a couple of numbers.
Maybe she ain't letting him buy no clothes.
He's got that one colorful Easter
Sunday polo
that you see when and I'm a TJ Maxx guy. You go there, it's a $29.99 shirt at TJ Maxx probably.
You'd have to put him out there.
No, but I just know. And he's not only rocking it when he comes in here. I saw him wear it with a suit one time at like an award show.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's like, man, he's got a blue
like plaid button up one that he rocks a lot too. And I'm like,
who cares?
Like now I've looked at him lately. I'm like, now you've had to add like 2-3.
You gotta add some wardrobe, right?
But he's had to add undershirts to make it work because he didn't lose so much weight. Like. Come on,
but what
man.
I'm saying, once you lose weight, let's get little new.
Oh, I know, yeah, get new. Yeah, but when you got to say, God, I got to put on another undershirt to keep this thing fitting, then that should be a sign. let's go pick something else.
If Carol would just hand him, because we got him a new TV.
Yeah.
If Carol would just hand him, let's say $750s, since we're going $50 bills.
That's what he wants there. Give it a 50.
Let him go to TJ Maxx or Marshalls and get him 5 polos. You probably get more than that. No, you can get more than that with 7. Yeah, yeah get him six, seven polos.
Yeah.
Get him 7 polos. My man would be looking sharp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sharp.
He would.
What do you think the shopping experience with McClain is?
I don't think it lasts.
Here's what it is. He's got a plan.
Yeah. He goes, I wear a size.
Hold on, I got to do a radio hit out there in New Jersey.
He's walking in with a plan. He's walking in with a plan that he can execute in under 15 minutes.
He doesn't take more than a half hour.
I know what I'm going to
door,
go look at. I know what I want. Yeah. I know what I'm going right to the section.
Black.
I'm getting it.
As long as it's black.
I don't give a damn.
or Carol just brings stuff home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's probably as much as anything.
Crosstalk.
You don't think he's ordering online, is he?
No. That's all I do now.
I don't know if he knows how. Brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. What do you guys got coming up?
Big day, Seth Payne. He joins us at 2:40. Brooks Cabina joins us at 3:40. A lot of news going on there. And Yordan is back.
Well, Thursday, maybe. Right?
Thursday. Yeah. Lord knows. Please let him get to Thursday. But Yordan's back. We'll get into that as well. And some crazy draft stuff, too.
Mm.
These mock drafts, I guess we get closer, getting crazier and crazier. So we'll get into conversations about that, too.
What you got to do these days is lose your scholarship.
What do you do?
Well, what do you? What's the kid got to do these days in 2023? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. What's the kid? And when I first heard it, suspension, I thought, okay.
Yeah, but I read the.
Well, that was nice too. I appreciate that. But then I read the details. Nick, you might want to bite your damn tongue.
Yeah, I didn't see. I mean, you read it.
It
was bad.
You need to check them details. Yeah, you need to check them details on
what
that one.
What do you have to do to lose a scholarship?
What do you got to do to lose a scholarship? If you're a 4 or 5 star at a top program.
Well, they're still gathering information.
Oh yeah, still gathering information.
They suspended.
I'm sure it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah. I have the answer to Clint's question though.
Yeah.
Die. That's what you got to do. That's it. Other than that, you're safe. Thanks to John McClain for hopping on. Thanks to Bobby Belt for hopping on, as well as Michael Jenkins for the OG John Lopez, who spends $500 on shoes. For Figgy Fig, who's the best in the world at what he do. Spends about $500 each time he goes and gets his hair did.
Thanks.
I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Manana, 10 a.m. But in the meantime, the drive is live.
Thank you, Figgy.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.